This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
Kind of a gloomy Friday morning on AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We've got 12 minutes until 10 o'clock and 12 minutes with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart during Bruin Buzz every Friday morning here on K1. And Coach Bart, interesting week as far as Bartlesville Athletics goes. I know you guys do have some stuff going on campus this weekend, but no football game. It's a bye week, and I think we discussed it last week. It sounds kind of funny to say, but it sounds like there's going to be this one and maybe even another one coming up in a few weeks as well.
Made history. First time in history I know of Bartlesville Public Schools that we had a bye week, and unfortunately we're going to have a second bye week, looks like, unless something changes. But I will say that we have confirmed with Capitol Hill, and they will not be coming. There was some thought about replacing them with the JV team, but I'm still trying to talk to Coach McKee about that to see if that's smart, or do you take another week off to get healthy and before you dive into the end of your season into the district play. So it is kind of weird to have a Friday night off in this time of year.
Yeah, it certainly does feel a kind of odd. And Bartlesville will next be in action during the Bruins homecoming. That's a week from this evening, so that one will be a lot of fun. And the bye week, as I talked with Coach McKee earlier this week, couldn't come at a better time. The squad really hit it. If you're going to have a bye week ever, this is a good week to have it. They've had a few guys get banged up. I think they're down four starters from a almost brand new team from last year as it was, and you've really seen the injuries take an impact on the team's play the last couple of weeks. You look back to McAllister week number one when everyone was fresh and healthy, obviously the best game that the Bruins have played thus far, two losses since then to Owosso and then Casha Hall, so hopefully things can rebound a bit after they take a step back this week for Muskogee in 7 days.
Well, that's always kind of been the problem with all of our sports, quite honestly. We're just not deep enough, whether it be basketball, baseball. If you take one key person off our team, it could really change the whole dynamic of our team. And that's just because we don't have a lot of depth. And that's what we're seeing at quarterback. You know, we had a shaky start with losing Colton. We didn't know how good we were going to be. Model stepped up and had a great opening game. We kind of saw some brightness and some flashes of brilliance there. And then he goes down, unfortunately, with the injury. We put Will into a really hard, tough position for a young kid who I think's got some talent and will be good. It's just he's young and he doesn't have the experience.
Yeah, you put anybody in a spot like that where they're having to play the quarterback position for the first time in a varsity game. They get thrown in there in the second half of that game against Owosso. And then Mr. Walton also started the game against Casha Hall on Friday. It's just a tough spot. And people, I don't know that you really realize it until you really take a step back and look at the game of football, but quarterback is such, I mean, you don't have a quarterback or you've got some injuries and inconsistencies at the quarterback spot, it really makes life very difficult on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, because you've got to be able to throw the ball. Casha Hall took advantage of that situation, loaded the box. We had no success running. We couldn't establish a run to try to get him off balance and then to throw some short throws. So we really had to rely on the passing game, and it put a lot of pressure on us to do that. The other problem, if you do go with AJ, now you're taking one of your best athletes, your best receiver, one of the top receivers in the state, and now you lose that weapon. Yeah. So it is unfortunate. I think we'll be okay. We just need to get healthy. The good thing is I think Garrett will have a chance to recoup. I look forward. I believe he will be back in time for Muskogee. I'm not 100% on that, but I know having the week off, basically a week and a half for him, is good for us, and it gives us a chance to work on it. I know Coach was really concerned about some of our offensive line and some of our schemes, and I know they went in there and they were working hard on changing some things and being able to maybe downsize the playbook a little bit, but be really good at what they do. and would be able for our players to grasp what we're trying to accomplish. So I know that was – I know they've worked hard in these 2 weeks to change some things.
And obviously you'll have some homecoming festivities between now and the next time we chat a week from today when it'll be homecoming and Muskogee comes to Custer Stadium. We can circle back around to that in a second. Wanted to mention a few of the other sports. So both the softball and the volleyball teams are in tournaments this weekend. Softball team is up in Blue Springs, Missouri, and the volleyball squad is having its own varsity tournament at Bruin Fieldhouse.
Yes, and that kicked off this morning at 9 o'clock, so they're already playing right now.
Nice.
And it'll go on most of the day, and then part of the day tomorrow, pool play, and we've got teams coming from out of town, and it's always a good time, and our booster club does a great job hosting and running that for Coach Williams.
By the way, any tournament, you know, ConocoPhillips Arvest, and I've been out to a softball tournament at Bruin Fieldhouse before. Bartlesville always seems to be a little bit of a step above some of the other tournaments that you go to around the state. You know, we have to go to several different basketball tournaments, and that's not a knock against any of the other ones, but you really see the community's support when you go to a tournament, whether it be basketball or volleyball or whatever, that Bartlesville High School hosts.
No, I agree, Evan. But, you know, from our standpoint, from the athletic department, it's like inviting you into our house, and we want to make sure that you feel comfortable and that you're taken care of. And you're right, the parents do a great job of getting food and making sure we feed our host and take care of them. We want to take care of every little detail that would make their stay and more enjoyable and easier on the coaches. A lot of tournaments and people have a lot of options. We want to make sure ours is the best and that people want to come back every year.
Holland Hall cross country meet tomorrow for the varsity girls and boys cross country teams. Had their meet at home this past weekend. Boys won, girls took second, but I know that sounded like they had a couple girls out for ACT testing going forward and things like that, but still a nice showing. It sounded like things went well for the Bruin run this past Saturday.
Yeah, we had you know, we've talked about that in the past, where academics and athletics coexist in Bartlesville, and there's a bunch of emphasis placed on both. And we had a couple of our top runners that couldn't make it, but it gave the opportunity for some of our younger kids to run and be put in that position. So wasn't a big deal, and it just gave us a little more experience. The Holland Hall is always a fun run where it's located, and they run through the trees and the woods, and they got a great course there, and it'll be the all the top teams in the state will be there for that run.
And like we mentioned, softball going to be in Blue Springs, Missouri. Volleyball at home for that tournament. Football open, cross country in action tomorrow. And then we'll get some more softball and volleyball action next week. And as we kind of threw out there last week, those seasons starting to wind down a bit. We're definitely in the last half for both volleyball and softball.
That's unbelievable. Seems like we just started school last week. But, yeah, by October, the first week, maybe into the second week, volleyball and softball will be done. That's their regional tournament. And you know, this year they moved volleyball to a Monday. I believe it's a Monday regional, and that's a one day. So it's over after that. And softball is also that first week in October. So we're going to be headed to the winter sport. October 1st is when the winter sports start practicing. So that's just 2 or 3 weeks away.
It really is, and we can circle back around to football now. Week from tonight, it's Muskogee coming into Custer Stadium. Muskogee, Coach Bart, and I thought this was interesting. It kind of shows the strength of schedule a lot of the district has been playing, but Muskogee is the only team in the 6A2 East Side District that has a winning record. Every other team on our side of the district has at least two losses, is 1-2 or 0-2. So that'll be a tough game, but I know homecoming week a lot more than just the football game. You've got the tailgate rally in downtown Bartlesville 6 days from today on Thursday night, and then, of course, there'll be stuff going on throughout the high school all of next week getting ready for homecoming.
Yeah, we knew the staff, the football staff, Muskogee's really good. They've been building towards this for a couple of years. You know, Coach Watkins came in from Guthrie after winning 3 or 4 state championships, and he's got them turned around. And they're going to be undefeated coming into our game. They play Bentonville West. Well, Bentonville West is the new school in Bentonville. And I think they're freshmen and sophomores only this year. You know, Pryor beat them last week pretty good. So Muskogee shouldn't have a problem with them. So they're going to come in. And as you said, we got the downtown rally. We got the parade. We got homecoming. We got all the elements that, you know, as a young team, you got to stay focused. What's our task at hand is playing football, not get caught up in all everything else. And so we're going to have our hands full, and we're going to be ready and prepared, or it's not going to be pretty.
And you'll need to be out there a little bit early on Friday for that homecoming ball game. So if you're planning on coming to the game, and of course we'll cover this next week as well. But come early, come out to the K1 tailgate. We'll still be serving hot dogs and hamburgers in the pregame. Thanks to Arvest Bank, Sterling's Grill, Dink's Real Pit Barbecue, and United Supermarkets for helping us out with that each and every Friday. Always have a lot of fun visiting with everyone, eating all that good food. And we'll be out there again in 7 days, looking forward to seeing the Bruins at home again. And now that you know that they're probably going to have one less home game, make sure you take advantage and see Bartlesville when you're able to, because the Bruins will be lacking one home game this season, with Capitol Hill not coming to Bartlesville on the 7th of October.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I think when the OSSAA allowed Capitol Hill and U.S. Grant to play, basically not play district football, but they still place them in a district, I don't think they realize the impact it would have on the other seven teams or six teams in that district. So it's six other communities that are not having that game. It's kind of sad. We're hoping this is like year three or four that this has happened. We're hoping this will be the last year, and they will make them go back into a district starting next year. I know it just happens to be the 6A Division II on both the West and the East are both have a team doing the same thing. It was a decision they made with under heavy pressure that they weren't able to compete, and they were getting beat 55-0 and give us a chance to rebuild our programs. I did see where they're playing. You know, they did play Stillwater the last couple of years and played Western Heights. And so they kind of pick and choose who they've played, and we're just hoping the OSSAA does the right thing. And either if you're not going to make them play district, then bump them out and bump two more 5A teams up, and make sure everybody's got a full schedule for the years to come.
Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. Once again, we've got a volleyball tournament at Bruin Fieldhouse this weekend. Week from tonight, Muskogee comes to Custer Stadium for homecoming bye week for the football team this week. Coach Bart, appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.